Good afternoon. It's 1:35 on Friday, March 20th. Before the committee this afternoon is Senate Bill 26, the capital budget. We'll be hearing from the Department of Health and Social Services on their request for capital from the legislature. With me at the table this afternoon, Senator Bishop, Senator Olson, Senator Dunleavy, myself, Senator McKinnon. Is there any items to come before the committee before we begin? If not, if I could have Health and Human Services introduce yourself for the record, and then please proceed with your opening comments. I would like to notice that Senator and Vice Chairman Michicki has joined us. Welcome.
Good afternoon. For the record, my name is Sana Eford. I'm the Assistant Commissioner for the Department of Health and Social Services.
Good afternoon. For the record, my name is Michael Frawley. I'm the Facilities Section Chief for Department of Health and Social Services.
The Department of Health and Social Services has two capital project requests. One of the projects is included in SB 26, and that project is the Emergency Medical Services Match for Code Blue. And the other project is in the Mental Health Bill, SB 28, and that's the Mental Health Home Modification and Upgrade. So I don't want to confuse people that we had those two. The first one, the EMS, is in SB 26. And you'll see the summary of the two projects and the funding. For the EMS Code Blue, we are requesting $500,000 general funds, and the home modification upgrades. Sorry. $750,000 of GF and $300,000 of MTAR funding for a total of $1,050,000. The EMS Code Blue project on the next page, slide number 3. This project is funding that is provided to all 7 EMS regions across the state. It matches federal, local, and private funds that purchase critical emergency medical services equipment, such as ambulances, stretchers, defibrillators, emergency training equipment, other types of safety equipment needed and used in the EMS services. Projects are identified for this grant program by the Code Blue Steering Committee, which is comprised of a member from each of the 7 EMS regions, and it has oversight by the Department of Health and Social Services EMS office. Since the program inception in FY 2002, over $20 million of general fund, $20 million has been leveraged with appropriations of about $5 million in general funds.
Senator Dunleavy.
Better now than never. So looking at both of these requests, $1,050,000. It stretches out year into the future. Why is it ongoing? Why is it? Is it? Do you anticipate this continuing at the same amount for?
Senator Dunleavy, through the chair, this is an ongoing problem. There is a wait list from all the EMS regions each year. This does not cover nearly their universe of need for the projects. It is ongoing. The EMS Code Blue replaces old equipment, so we're constantly looking at new requests and replacing old ambulances and other type of equipment for the program.
And the housing, same thing.
Correct. The housing goes out each year to provide funding. Let me just go to the next slide for that. On slide 4, the mental health home modification upgrades. Again, it is a statewide competitive capital grant program. It provides housing modifications so that mental health trust beneficiaries can stay in their homes It allows persons with a disability, as we said, to remain there. Approximately 125 families are served during each grant cycle, and this is a coordinated effort between AHFC, tribal partners, and municipal programs.
Senator Dunleavy, then Senator Machicki.
Is this the first year that this is being asked for, or has this been asked for in the past? And is there any leftover of that money, or is it always fully allocated?
Senator Dunleavy, through the chair, this program has also been in inception since FY 2002. There's been a total of about $8 million appropriated during that period of time. Over almost $6 million of that total has been expended, and we have, the grant cycle that we're in now, the majority of that money has already been encumbered to use, but it's not been completely expended.
Can you do a follow-up?
Certainly, Senator Dunleavy.
So is the housing request, you folks are the housing people, or do you run that through which organization?
Senator Dunleavy, through the chair, it is a competitive grant program, so it goes out through an RFP, and we have a number of grantees, which I have the list of grantees with me that I can provide you.
Thank you.
Senator Machicki.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And Ms. Eford, I would push your mic away a few inches. It'll be on, those P's will be on the record forever. So on the mental health home modification program, are they fairly strict parameters? And you know, it's a great program. I actually have a very close friend that was a beneficiary of the program. But how tight are the parameters that the home modifications are needed for that specific case or individual as opposed to just sort of a convenience?
Senator Machicki, through the chair, we do have under the solicitation and the agreements with the grantees, the providers that administer this, there are a number of specifications which I can provide to you. One being that the grantee that receives the funds has to require individuals who receive the funds for the housing modifications to sign a promissory note for a period of 3 years as a security agreement. And within that three-year period, if the property is no longer occupied by a person with the special needs that are relevant to the improvements, the grant funds must be repaid. So there are some guidelines and specifics tied to each of the grantees through their agreements.
Follow up, Madam
Senator
Chair.
Machicki.
And then just one more consideration is does the state have a way of collecting back something that may be a high value modification that's removable once the individual is no longer in that particular home, or is once it's funded, does it just sort of go away?
Senator Machicki, through the chair, there are also limits on the amount of funding, which are, again, I'll have to refer, individuals with special needs can receive no more than $15,000 per home. There's also some other specifications and limits on the amount of funding, but I believe the three-year limit, if it would be after the three-year limit, we would not recoup those funds.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Please continue.
Those are the two capital projects that are contained within the governor's proposed budget for the department.
Any additional questions from committee members? Senator Dunleavy.
I think you answered it. I'm sure I missed it, but the competitive bid process for the housing, there's no leftover in the budget from your year. It's completely authorized and...
Senator Dunleavy, through the chair, the money is, we do appropriate the entire amount of funding. However, there may be leftover funds through each grantee, and then we take the leftover money that is not spent from each grantee, pull it again together, do another RFP, and send expend all of the money in that appropriation.
Follow up. Thank you. Thank you for your comments today. We appreciate you coming to Senate Finance. Is there anything else to come before the committee? Seeing and hearing none, we thank Health and Social Services for the presentation. I would like to notify the public and the committee that on Monday, March 23, 2015, here in the Senate Finance Room at 9 o'clock, in no particular order that we'll take these up, Senate Bill 30, Marijuana Regulations, Senate Bill 64, School Bond Debt Reimbursement, Senate Bill 15, Life Insurance Policy Premium Tax. On Tuesday, March 24th, 2015, here in the Senate Finance Room, 5:32, 9 a.m., Senate Bill 39, Repeal Film Production Tax Credit, SB 51, Uniform Child Support and Parentage, as well as bills previously heard. And then in the afternoon, we'll take up confirmation hearings at 1:30 from the University of Alaska Board of Regents. With that, the committee's adjourned.